This was a speech that Secretary of State Blinken had been scheduled to give before the U.S. president's trip to Asia as a curtain raiser, but it had to be postponed because he contracted COVID. In the interim, confusion was sown by Joe Biden when he gave this answer during his tour.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
So in part, the Secretary of State's task now was to explain whether U.S. policy towards Taiwan had shifted.
Our policy has not changed. We do not support Taiwan independence, and we expect cross-strait differences to be resolved by peaceful means.
And Blinken read out the portion of U.S. law that encapsulates Washington's position of so-called strategic ambiguity.
To maintain our capacity to resist any resort to force or other forms of coercion that would jeopardize our security or the social or economic system of Taiwan.
The problem is Joe Biden wasn't ambiguous at all, and this isn't the first time he's spoken at odds with official U.S. policy. So the question does remain, has policy changed quietly behind the scenes, or is this just a matter of a president giving his personal views off the cuff? The rest of Blinken's speech presented a stark geopolitical framework of China versus the international order. Blinken insisted the U.S. does not want a new Cold War of opposing regional blocs. Yet, at the same time, he touted the new alliances the U.S. was making in opposition to China.
This is not about forcing countries to choose. It's about giving them a choice.
The speech is likely to be viewed skeptically in Beijing.
The speech will be seen in Beijing as hypocritical and revealing that the Biden administration is taking a Cold War mentality to deal with the problem, in spite of Antony Blinken saying exactly the opposite.
China is clearly a threat to the international order as governed by the rules set by the United States and its Western allies. But it's not yet clear if non-aligned countries feel this geopolitical change is necessarily a bad thing. Shia Bertansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.